Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a Shavuah story, which is written by Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz, but it is not a made-up story. It's the story of what happened to him and to the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, when they stayed up one night for Shavuos together in the 1500s. And the story goes as follows. Rav Shlomo Alkabetz writes, "The Beis Yosef and I," the Beis Yosef is the name of the Sefer, but it was written by Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He said, "Beis Yosef and I decided to stay awake on the night of Shavuos and to read certain passages of the Torah." Now these passages, by the way, I'm just telling you, are the basis of what later became Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which is the custom of many, many Jewish people to spend the night of Shavuos reading this selection of Torah passages. Mostly what it is, by the way, is some of each parsha, some of each book of the Nevi'im, some of each book of the Ksuvim, some of each part of Mishnah, and part of the Zohar, and many other pieces of Torah, so that a person has learned a little bit of each part of the Torah. In any case, this is what they did, and the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, the book that we use for this reading on the night of Shavuos, is based on what they did that night. So, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz writes as follows, continuing on. "After Chatzos, after midnight, as we reached the section of Mishnayos, a sweet voice was heard aloud from the mouth of the Beis Yosef," meaning it wasn't his voice. It was a voice that came through his mouth. "We all fell on our faces from sheer fright. The voice grew ever louder until even the neighbors were able to hear it, this heavenly voice, though they were unable to understand it. The voice, having been created by the Mishnah, which we had learnt, told us of the pain suffered by the Shekhinah in Gullus, in exile, but that the divine presence is in terrible pain from being in exile, and the great positive impact which our learning on this night of Shavuos had, silencing all the malachim, all the angels, and piercing all the heavens. The voice then spoke of our great zechus, our great merit of staying awake on this night of Shavuos, and the greater effect it would have had if we had a minion, if we had 10 men doing it together. The heavenly voice then encouraged us to continue learning throughout the night, not wasting even a moment. Finally, the Shekhinah, the divine presence, instructed us to stand up and say, 'Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Le'olam Vaed,' 'Blessed is the name of the honor and glory of Hashem's kingdom, forever and ever,' just like on Yom Kippur. We say it aloud the whole year after saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say 'Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Le'olam Vaed,' softly, whispering. But on Yom Kippur, we say it aloud. And here, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz writes, we were asked to say it aloud, just like on Yom Kippur. We were crying because it was such a powerful experience from the joy of our experience. And we were also crying for the pain of the Shekhinah, of the divine presence. We met three other Chachamim at the mikveh the next morning," Reb Shlomo writes. "We related to them what had happened that night. They were understandably very upset because the voice had told us that we should have had a minyan. So we made a achlat, a resolution, to gather again the second night of Shavuos, but this time with a minyan. So sure enough, that night, because of our joy at having a minyan, the voice of the Shekhinah began speaking as soon as we started reading the Aseret HaDibros of Parshas Devarim." So they read a lot of parts of the Torah from each of the Parshios, but when they got to the Aseret HaDibros in Devarim, the second time that it's written in the Torah, the voice started speaking again. The voice praised our accomplishment and told us that there was a spiritual fire surrounding the house, and then directed us again to say 'Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Vod.' At the time of Chatzos, The Shekhinah spoke again and told us that for hundreds of years, there had never been such an accomplishment as what we had accomplished that night by saying Tikkun Leil Shavuos. The basis of what we have today is Tikkun Leil Shavuos, the readings for Shavuos that they did. And that is what was written by Reb Shlomo Alkabetz. Now, this story was eventually brought to the Shalah Kodesh, and he copied the story, and he added on the following words. It's apparent, he writes in his writing, that there was much more that took place that night that Rabbi Shlomo was not permitted to reveal. From this story, we must learn, writes the Shalah HaKodesh, Yitzchak Horowitz, we must learn how important it is to conduct ourselves with a special Kedusha on this night. That the staying up on Shavuos is not just a party or, you know, running around or whatever, but we should try to conduct ourselves with a special holiness, learning Torah all night, and especially the reading of the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Certainly, as we look forward to Mashiach coming, we want to do every mitzvah that we can, every extra mitzvah, every additional mitzvah, every extra learning of Torah. But as the Rebbe tells us, there's a tremendous bracha available for us on Shavuos, just like on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the opposition of the Satan, the evil inclination and the evil force is held back, is not allowed to have influence. So too on the night of Shavuos and the day of Shavuos, the days of Shavuos. And therefore we have a tremendous opportunity to make excellent progress in our learning of Torah and good resolutions and repairing anything, doing tshuva for anything that we missed out on in learning Torah, and to really get a very, very fresh and powerful start in our next year of learning Torah. It's a very special time for that. And therefore, although of course we do eat cheesecake and so forth, but we should not forget that the Yom Tov is mainly for Torah learning, and therefore to take advantage and to learn Torah as much as we can, and to make good resolutions, and to do teshuva for any Torah learning that we've missed out in the past, and to really become a very, very much more powerful learner of Torah than we ever have been before. And these brachas are available, and may we take advantage of them, and God willing, through this effort, we will see Mashiach much quicker. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.